You ruined it here on Triple M Roo. It's our last show for the year. Yep. And I say this with some trepidation, but apparently these are five of the highlights coming up now. The top five things that happened this year.
It's time to play the music.
This is Jahunga Khan. That will be great.
Just had another text message from Miss Dittman.
We can make it look like Vinny Cotoggio.
Don't treat us like a fool. You're acting like a tool.
Tell you what, this could be the end of Dit.
Russell Coit, all Aussie adventures, G-string.
They've got to be fair dinkum.
You get what you deserve.
I say calm down, mate.
It's Helen from Hindley Street.
Hello, how are you?
Please explain.
The top five things we learned on Ruined Dits this year. Number five.
Chris Dittmar fell up an escalator three times late last year.
And I nearly get to the top.
And what happened?
And I slip over. I caught the top. I fall over.
And his wobbly legs were unable to see him through the start of 2018.
I was walking home. I don't know if someone tripped me up. But
no, no. Yeah, take another tumble.
Took a tumble.
We learnt Dits may have topped his escalator story.
Saturday night we had my sister-in-law's 50th. I was walking home. You know, I live in the hills now. So it's sort of a bit cross-country.
Yeah.
And I fell and I ended up in a creek bed.
Oh, no.
And out in the middle of nowhere, next minute I look up and there's this bloke standing over me. Got his business
What's
card.
What's your boyfriend's name?
And you wouldn't believe who came in the next day.
Now, who's this bloke
well, your boyfriend's
coming in? Tell us your name.
Sean from Next Generation Roofing.
How did you find Dits?
Oh, I just heard a bit of moaning noise coming from the creek.
A bit of moaning noise. Can you explain the sort of moaning that was going on?
Oh,
what animal would you relate it to?
Oh, a bit of a wombat. He was flat on his back like a starfish.
Was he injured?
I took him back to the room, gave him a bottle of water and then walked him home.
Yeah.
Gee, I don't remember that bit. Do we have water? Don't embellish the story, Sean. Let's wrap it up there, all right?
Number four.
So after Chris Dittmar fell in the ditch, we learned it was time for the guys to turn things around and get fit.
Decided, 24 hours ago that we're going to get into this big fitness campaign?
But the Ruined Dits Get Fit campaign got off to a rocky start.
You fell off the fitness wagon an hour after we started. You're eating carrot cake.
Half an hour before I ate the carrot cake, Roo says, right, we're going fishing, you get the grog.
Yeah, but that was planned. That was part of the fishing day. You didn't need to eat that carrot cake, did you?
I didn't need to get a carton of grog either, but we did.
A couple of weeks later, the boys were back on track.
I've gone down 100 grams.
107.5.
Dits lost 100 grams in 1 week, but the good times didn't last long. Hop on the scales, Dits.
Probably shocking need to take sessions. Your jocks off as well, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll just look the other way. There we go.
Are you confident, Dits?
Calculating.
Don't know.
Calculating. Calculating.
This is bull dust.
Oh, no!
I'm not reading that out. Oh, thanks for your support.
You have gone up. And don't you dare tell me it's muscle.
It is. These trousers are falling off me. So I think I have put on some muscle.
Put on 300 grams of muscle this week.
Look at your last 4 weeks there, Christopher.
Yeah.
You've lost 1 kilo in 4 weeks.
250 grams per week on average. If only he'd listened to April from Morfettville's advice.
Got a hint for you. Before you weigh yourself, go to the toilet and have number two.
Thank you. Thanks, April.
Number three.
Number three in the top five things we learnt this year on Ruined Dits is how many strange phone topics this show seems to have.
Give us a call, 1-333.
We're here to help.
Where have you done a wee?
When have you walked in on your parents doing the wild thing? The RAA ad, where is it?
Yeah, give us a buzz if you know where it is.
1-333-53, give us a ring if you've been stiff.
This is on the back of yesterday, people weeing in cupboards and all sorts of things.
Mm.
Where have you chucked?
Yeah, Christmas presents in your handbag, on your dog, on the curtains, on your wife. Tell you what, you can win $10,000. Any of you people that have married your cousins, give us a call. Where have you farted? Let's go to Salisbury Park. G'day, Jason.
I've just let like, the loudest, biggest one rip that you've ever heard.
Oh, well, the only way is up next year.
Number two.
We learnt Chris Dittmar's wife loves texting the show.
What have you got there, Wag?
Hello, I just needed to interrupt quickly. I've just had a text
You're
message from Mrs. Dittmar.
What's she saying?
This is happening daily.
What now?
And her best effort of texting in was probably during the Guess Who's Snoring contest.
You tell me the number that you think is Dits snoring.
1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'd have to go C, I think, wouldn't I?
C? 3? Oh,
yeah. Oh. Kate, the wife of Chris Dittmar, has just texted in number 3! Yes! Well done, Kate.
Number one.
The number one thing we learnt this year on Ruined Dits was how one of Roo's kids was conceived.
I conceived young Tom, my youngest in the swag, Dits. Sarah walked past, I pulled her into the swag, I zipped her up, and the boys reckon it was like a Venus flytrap. You're not going anywhere.
The Venus flytrap. It makes itself very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
But any visiting insect had better watch out.
Sarah walked past.
This fly has to tread carefully.
Pulled her into the swag, I zipped her up.
The fly is doomed. And the leaf snaps shut in just a fraction of a second.
You're not going anywhere.
The tips lock together like prison bars. The plant has finished its meal and resets itself for its next victim.
Plenty to do when you camp. Doesn't cost you anything.
The top five things we learned on Ruined Dits this year.
Good stuff. Funny stuff.
What, do you reckon it's been a good year or not?
Oh, it's been mediocre. We've had a few funny phoners, haven't we?
Yeah, a bit strange. Right. Yeah.
We'll keep working on them.
Ruined Dits here on Triple M.